Welcome back to Kettlebells and Cocktails. I'm your host, John, back with my bestie, Nikki. Nikki, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm tired tonight. My toddler was being a terrorist.
Oh, okay. Just yeah. Okay. That's it. So he was driving you crazy?
Well, it's just I always like laugh at those parent memes that are like, why did your toddler melt down today? And it's, oh, because I gave him the blue cup instead of the red cup. Or like I cut his banana long ways instead of sideways. And I'm always like, that sucks. And then I had one of those nights where I was like, like we came home from the park and his butt was really dirty. And I was like, I got to take off your shorts and put on clean shorts. And it was like the worst thing. I'm a terrible mom. It's the worst thing I could have ever done to him. Yeah. And this is kind of the first time now that we're two officially, like a month into two. It's really the first time that those big feelings are like happening. And to be honest, I think we're handling them well. He's a pretty reasonable kid, but man, it's exhausting.
Well, I hate to say better you than me, but better you than me, Nikki.
Yeah, that's fair.
I am way past those years. My kids
and they're done that.
Yeah, my kids are working and at school and life's great.
there's a learning curve in this stage for everyone, and I'm in it.
They can change their own pants. That's the real key at their age. They can just change their own pants.
They can change your pants pretty soon. That's kind of nice.
We're not that far away from that, if we're being completely honest. I'm being nice to both of them because there's no guarantee as to which one's going to be responsible for my pants changing. But anyway, we have a fun guest tonight. I love getting my internet friends on here. And tonight we have from the South. The Dirty South is on tonight. The Dirty South, Allison Shiver. Allison, how are you?
Peachy keen, butterbean. I'm a little pissed that my mom cut my banana wrong, but I mean, now it feels small compared to Nikki's issue.
I know, right? I know. When Allison logged in, Nikki, we started talking. I forgot she was from the South. I mean, I knew it, but you just like kind of forget those things because you get to know people online. And so I told her my Southern accent will very likely be back before this episode's over. So
okay,
fair warning. If I spend longer than 15 minutes around another Southerner,
it happens. It's the best for all of us. It just when I
it
call
just creeps family, out.
Yeah, in Maryland is where my mom's side of the family's from, and when I called my grandma as a kid, she would just get on the phone with my mom and be like, "This is ridiculous. I can't deal with this anymore." She sounds like she's grapes in her mouth.
Yeah, that's what it's like. That's what the South's like. It's great. I love it. My mom used to call when I'd like first moved up here, and some people would be around me and they're like, they'd just give me that look like, what are you saying? What happened to your voice? And you don't even think about it. It just happens. You start talking to your parents or whoever, and you instantly start reverting back to Southern language. It's like an entire different country down there, Nikki. We'll have to go sometime.
I would love to eat grits the right way for once. Mm.
And sweet tea. Every time I go travel to the North and I order sweet tea, they bring me iced tea, which is not sweet. And they don't understand what I'm asking for. I'm like, no, you put sugar in it. And they're like, oh, no, what? You can put the sugar. I'm like, no, then it floats around. Yeah, so it's like a whole thing.
You could get in a few places here. So Chick-fil-A, everybody save your hate. It's a Southern company. So you can get, Chick-fil-A does it pretty well. Okay. And most of the local barbecue places will do
fair. Yeah. Like, that's like, part of the culture.
Yeah, I mean, barbecue's traveled all over the country, and I'm going to make some assumptions. It started in the South and worked its way north, and so they do a pretty good job. But outside of that, you're right. It's not the same. They bring you just tea, and you got to add something to it, and it's not the same.
5 pounds of sugar, it's just not worth your time.
Yeah, it needs to raise your glucose level significantly. You need to get the shakes. That's how sugary it needs to be. Yeah, it's like bulking season when I go home. It's perfect. Nice. Yeah. My mom makes some serious sweet tea.
Your mom makes biscuits and stuff too, right? Isn't that her jam?
Well, actually, no. My dad makes the biscuits.
Okay.
My dad's the breakfast guy. Old Roy is the breakfast guy. And my girls, you'll love this, Allison. Like, anytime we go home, he's the breakfast guy. And we get up in the morning and there's bacon and eggs. Mm. And of course, the eggs are cooked in the bacon grease.
Of course.
And so are the hash browns. And somehow there's always enough grease left over to make gravy. I don't know how he gets so much grease out of such little bacon, but he gets a ton of grease out of it. Mm. And biscuits. And it's great. And you get 5,000 calories for breakfast and you're good till lunch. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have a little container of bacon grease in your fridge to cook with. I mean, it's not worth living. Like, just a little dollop of bacon grease and everything you do makes the world go round.
What, you didn't keep it under the sink in the
that
little jar, like the Folgers jar or whatever?
No. I mean, I don't cook. So just like the people around me kept it in the fridge. But yeah, I don't cook at all.
Like ever?
Yeah, no, really. So my breakfast is I do those little Kodiak cake oatmeal cups. And I can't even do that correctly because I never know how much milk to put in my oatmeal. So it's either soup or it's like sandpaper and there is no in between. I just don't enjoy cooking and there's just so many things I'd rather be doing. So I'll just make like a big batch of chicken and rice and just eat that all week if I'm in charge of my nutrition.
There you go. I really appreciate that you dislike cooking so much that you have just come to accept that your breakfasts are bad. You're like, that's, you know what? It's either one kind of bad or another kind of bad, and I'm here for it one way or another. This is what
I mean. I see breakfast. I feel like that's winning, but
yeah.
I love this so much. Well, we should explain who Allison is to the audience, because we just started talking like it's about biscuits or whatever. But Allison came on my radar several months ago, who started these really funny reels around CrossFit. I don't even remember now what the reel was. It caught my attention, but I shared it and it blew up and everybody loved it. And you went from, I mean, you've been on like a steady trajectory of gathering a ton of followers, which is always fun to see. But for me, more fun, like watching the engagement of you with your audience, which is why I thought it'd be fun to have you on, because there's a lot of crazy shit that happens on your page. And you always do a lot of good clapbacks. And Nikki and I love talking about good clapbacks.
You have to. Like, just some of the stuff that these people come up with, you're just like, I mean, you could delete it. You could ignore it. But, like, where's the fun?
Yeah. So take us back to the beginning. Like, how did you start developing fun CrossFit content? Because I think a lot of people, I'm asking because I think a lot of people, first of all, love your work and share your stuff because you're so funny and you're so relatable and you're so kind of saying what everybody's thinking, which is why I love your sense of humor. I'm like, she's in my brain. But I think a lot of people like want to do that. So how did you stumble into it and say, hey, this is what I want to do, and it actually worked?
Yeah. Well, a year ago my Instagram was private. I had like 1,100 followers and I was fiddling on TikTok. I stayed away from TikTok for as long as I could. And then finally, I was managing an Anytime Fitness at the time. Like, I did CrossFit, and I managed CrossFit for forever. But that particular box closed down. So I jumped over to Anytime Fitness, and I managed that location for about 3 years. And I started on TikTok just making weird videos, just being weird, and got some momentum on there. Then once I left Anytime Fitness and opened my own business, I started to experiment with Instagram Reels because my business is social media marketing. And so I basically took what I was doing on TikTok and started doing it on Instagram. And so I went from 1,100 followers to, I don't know, 55,000 followers on Instagram now. And it's just, I mean, bullshit. It's just like just posting stupid stuff that just like crosses my brain when I'm like driving or I hear a sound or I, you know what, hear a concept. I do coach CrossFit once a week, so my members have like great sense of humor about it. I was already doing the videos when I started coaching at this Fruit Box. They were a little weary when I started because they were like, oh, that's that girl. She's going to make videos about us. She's going to make fun of us. But then they realized, oh, no, that's actually pretty true. So
It's a lot of work creating content. I don't think people realize like how much, first of all, okay, so I own an ad agency and oftentimes I end up in the ads themselves just because oftentimes if I need to make something quickly, I know exactly what I need. I know the lines. I probably wrote the script. So oftentimes, people send me this shit all the time where they're like, is this you in this ad? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, it is. It's one of my clients.
Get behind camera too. So
yeah, and finding content creators is like an entire full-time, like I literally have someone on staff who does that full-time. So it's a big thing. But all that to say, like my to-do list always piles up with shit that I need to shoot, because rarely do I even wake up and put makeup on anymore. So it's, people don't realize the amount of effort that it takes to shoot, think up the stuff for sure, but then shoot the stuff, edit the stuff, get it all timed right, do if it's to music, that's a whole nother thing. Like, it's truly a time suck, and that's not even counting waking up and doing your hair that day. So how do you manage like the actual job that it is to develop this content when you do in fact have a job?
Well, so my company manages over 40 platforms. So I'm just literally on the internet 4 days a week for a good 10 hours. And I, like I said, just as ideas come to me, I have a whole notes section in my phone, and I just like, I'll even put something obscure. Why is this member wearing one shoe during the workout? Just something weird, or like, must focus on double unders, like anger, like aggression, just weird stuff. We're all hear a song and it's okay. There's this song by Heart called Alone. And there's this point in the song where she just starts going, ah! And so I'm like, use that in something. And then once a week, I just find an hour to go to my CrossFit box, and I just batch out as much as I can with what energy I have. And then I just roll it out.
It's you creative people. Like, I will never understand, because I am not creative, I will never understand that. Like, you heard that part of a song and it just stuck with you and something hilarious comes out of it. John, you are like this too, where you will just quip with respond with something that is like so funny, so fast, or like you see a photo and you can caption it instantly. And I like, my brain just does not process. I don't understand how you guys latch on to tiny little things, and they're exactly what we want to see.
John, you have ADHD, don't you?
Oh, yeah. See, Nikki doesn't. That's why she can't understand.
I know there's people like, oh, ADHD. It's a real thing. Like, I was,
of course it is.
Years. I was like, oh, that's just made up. You guys feel it. But I was in therapy, believe it or not. And I was going over this incident with my therapist, and he was like, let me put you through a series of tests. So it was like written tests, computer tests. And he found out I was ADHD, and I was like, no, that's made up. That's just for people that don't know how to concentrate. And he's like, no, it's a real thing. And he sorts of explains chemically how your brain works. And so when we're in the zone, like, we're unstoppable. We can create and move and groove and just like pow, pow, pow. But it's like a car with four brakes. Our brain only has two brakes. So we're going to go and go until we can't anymore. And then it's. So, yeah, that's why I only batch content once a week. I pick my time where I'm like, because John is like, he figured it out, because he's not in his videos. He's really.
Thank God.
God. And so I was coming up with my brand. Like, I didn't want to copy other people. So my spin on it was, I'm always in my videos. I don't ever have just a meme or a video or whatever. I convert myself into it, which is exhausting.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you have the magic formula, though. No one believes. I swear to God, I've given this formula on air a million times, and you're the first one, I think, that's actually leaned into it. You do the two of the things that I say are most important. You do the two most important ones. You make them very relatable. Yeah. To what people actually do day to day, and you make it edgy enough to piss people off.
There you go.
That's and you're not pissing everybody off. You're only pissing off about 10% of your audience, or in a lot of cases, men on yours, and bitter men, not even all men, which is the real secret. Like, if you can
you like a man beater.
Yeah. If you can piss off like the clueless men.
Yeah.
So they are out there. I think all men would agree with that.
Nothing to piss those people off. You just have to exist.
Yeah, so it's just,
you have to learn to stop trying to rationalize or get inside their head to understand, like, why? Why would you? I had somebody quoting, actually, I think you jumped on there and started talking back to him, quoting scriptures to me about how, and it wasn't even my most risque video. It was just something like super basic. And it was just like, I don't even remember. And I was just like, oh man, I mean, All right, cool.
Oh yeah. I think I did. I guess I was quoting Leviticus to you, and I'm like,
Yeah.
bro, no. And I'm like, no. Like, we're gonna start quoting Leviticus. I gotta sell my daughters in slavery, and
You
I
can't
can't.
pick and choose.
Yeah, I
Right.
can't wear polyester. Like,
Yeah.
there's so many things I can't do in
No,
Leviticus. Like,
right.
we're not going
Rules
there.
are rough. Do you get trolls at all? I don't know that I've ever like really looked through
Who,
your
me?
Does John get trolls?
Not as many
Like
these
on the
days.
videos themselves. In real life, I'm sure people are just trolling John left and right. Just
It used to be more than it is now. I used to take on more controversial topics than I do these days.
more controversial. Oh.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, in the early days of the page, I was leaning into it more than I do now. I probably, admittedly, I think I probably ride a safer road more now than I used to, but not
That's
always.
hard though, especially in cancel culture. Like, we.
Oh, I don't give a rat's ass about cancel culture.
I don't want to say I don't give a rat's ass. It's just a fine line in finding what you're posting
Yeah.
truly offensive, or is it offensive to three people? And so, go ahead.
That's so funny you say that. I was just talking about this to somebody tonight. Do you guys see this post Lauren Fisher put up?
No, what
You
is
have
it?
not seen this? All right. So I'm going to explain it to you and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
It's a really interesting debate to me. So she had a competition over the weekend. We talked about it on the
She was
Weekly
in
Buzz.
Madrid. Yeah.
She was in California, NorCal.
Oh, she was in the NorCal Classic. That's right. That's right.
And she finished second, I think. She did real well. But apparently she had a workout where she did something dumb. Her words, not mine, I might
Okay.
add. She was supposed to pick up a sandbag and run with it. And she like squatted it and dropped it and ran without the sandbag, right?
Okay.
And so in order to illustrate that she did something dumb, she took a clip from the movie Tropic Thunder, which you probably see where I'm going with this.
Yes,
And there's a
that.
character, and let me set up the movie a little bit for anyone who hasn't seen it. The movie's actually pretty good satire on the hypocrisy of Hollywood. And it's kind of like Blazing Saddles in that regard. It's so over the top, it's funny. Like everything, like they take the most offensive things you can say and just say them all, right? And so like Robert Downey Jr.'s in blackface through the entire movie.
Right.
And it basically showing the hypocrisy of actors. And it's a really interesting dialogue. Well, she takes one clip from the movie where he's in blackface and it's a very famous line, and I'm not going to say the full line, but he says, "You never go full R word."
Oh, that was
Right? So she plays that clip where he says that,
wrong.
uses the R word, right?
Right.
And then shows the clip where she does what she is self-describing as something stupid, right? The
Right.
comment section, or there's 400 comments to this
Yeah.
thing, just like blowing it up. So it's a really interesting debate around cancel culture to me, of like how many people find the word offensive, how many people don't find the word
Right.
offensive, how many people are going to let it harm them, how many won't. In her case, like she doesn't seem to be scared of getting canceled at all because she didn't remove it and she gave like
Right.
kind of a non-apology apology. And there's a little part of me that kind of respects her for just saying, hey, screw it. I'm just going to leave it up and you guys
Yeah.
can deal with it, which is kind of how I feel about my stuff more days than not. Like I say plenty of offensive things and I'm like, all right, well, you can't please everyone
Yeah.
and you can't make people always understand what you're trying to say,
Right.
even if it wasn't your intent. Even though I never feel like I'm trying to hurt anyone, and I'm not sure she was, I don't think she was trying to hurt
No.
anyone. But I can certainly see where people would take offense. So it's a really interesting debate around cancel culture, you
I
know?
think there's a big difference between saying something that may inadvertently offend people and people who like troll or take what you say out of context or whatever. I think that there's a big difference between being introspective and being like, I put something up that I thought was appropriate. Was it not? Do I need to apologize? Did I inadvertently do something or say something that like hurt people's feelings in one way, shape, or form, and evaluating that situation for what it is. And I feel like that happens like 1 to 2 out of 10 times. I feel like 8 to 9 out of 10 times we were talking about people who come in and post scripture on your video. And that's just like straight up trolling, straight up like, get your ass out of my business, good sir.
Well,
Unnecessary.
it's a meme page. It's a j
Right.
This is not the Today Show, okay? Or I don't know, whatever news show you want. This is not where you come for your serious information. And by the way, it's your algorithm, okay? So when people start getting offended at what I'm posting, I'm like, baby, your algorithm brought you to me, not the other way around. Right. Like, you need to start looking at what you're scrolling through.
Right.
I've had some laughs.
Yeah, what is sort of like the general vibe of the comment sections on your videos?
Well, from men mostly. I really can't even think of a single female that's ever really commented negatively. And it's mostly because I'm for the girls. And I always tell everyone the same thing. If you want to see memes and things making fun of what women do in the gym, make your all page. Like, it's not it for me. I'm not going to make videos making fun of other women. But that's usually what it is it's men arguing or. So I have sort of a template of what I post. It's usually every other post is very CrossFit specific. Instagram is a great platform for CrossFit. TikTok is rough. I don't really know if it's just less people on TikTok that do CrossFit or if it's just TikTok not pushing it across. But if you even go to CrossFit's page on TikTok, like, they don't have a huge following. So usually every other video is just more gym specific instead of CrossFit specific. So then you get people on there that are like trying to talk crap about CrossFitters. And they always go for the kipping pull-ups every time.
Always.
And I'm like, you guys are really going to die on this hill, aren't you? So that's
one. You had one where I can't remember the specifics of the video, but I remember all the men losing their shit because it was something along the lines of men staring at you in the gym. That was the punchline. It was like getting looked at doing what you're doing. And man, men lost their minds on this video. And that was the best part for me was reading the comments. It wasn't so much. I mean, don't get me wrong. Your content was fine, but the comments were priceless. It was just epic.
I've only ever had to turn comments off of one video, and that's just because I don't care. Like, I don't even, you get so many notifications a day, like, you don't read everything. Right. And I don't really even go and scroll. And my friends know if they see something, they'll screenshot it and send it to me. But it was a video I made about coaches, not even necessarily CrossFit, because, like I said, I've coached different, you know, types of fitness.
Yes.
And the whole point of the video was ask permission before you put your hands on somebody. That was it. It was, as a coach, if you are working one-on-one with someone, you need to ask them. It's like the first time. Can I place my hands on your lower back? Can I adjust you? Because there was an experience that I witnessed where a male coach went up to a female that was working out on her own, not with the coach. She was trying to do pull-ups, and he basically like put his hands on her stomach and her back and lifted her up, and she freaked out. And I pulled him aside because this was a gym I was managing, and I was like, let's talk about how to do that differently. And so this was one of the very rare occasions where it was a non-humorous video. It was just me basically stating, male or female, as a coach or trainer, ask before you talk to me. And the comments, like just the sheer volume of men, was overwhelming. And it honestly started to make me sick mentally because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. So I turned, but it was just about women. Women always want to be the victim. Women always, they're just trying to make a situation that's not even there. Women. And every female was commenting on the videos, yes, thank you. And then it's like, how many men are triggered? Because I simply said you need to ask permission before you touch someone. Mm-hmm. It was insane. So I was just turned off.
That is the definition of an internet garbage fire. Truly, it makes no sense. It seems pretty cut and dry and black and white to me. Yeah, everyone should ask permission before they touch anybody all the time, trainer or other scenario.
Exactly.
Seems
that
fair.
Was not the video I thought I would have to turn comments on off on. There was one video where I was like, when you live in the South and you don't go to church, and I was literally like pretending that somebody was throwing holy water on me and trying to exercise the demon out of me. And that one got like one bad comment, and the rest, like, so I was very, it was very funny that that was.
Wow, that's so interesting.
I think oftentimes these things escalate though, because you get like one or two good comments are the things that trigger the others. It isn't the, the content themselves as much as it is the one or two comments that escalate it and make it worse than it was. Because when we say it out loud of going, oh, you shouldn't touch someone without permission, I think any reasonable person goes, that makes sense. Like, why would I? Why would I touch someone without permission? But at the same time, then you get one person come in and give a different version of their version of events, and it becomes a much different argument.
Yeah.
And then everybody starts piling on. And then that's where it gets crazy. That was where this whole thing with Lauren's video that was so interesting to me. It wasn't her post. You can decide whether you think it's offensive or not. It was all of the comments.
Yeah.
Right.
And the little infighting that then starts splintering off into things that have nothing to do with the content itself.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's really insane.
I love that your page is for the girls, because I think that it is, first of all, it's fun, funny, and a safe space to just make jokes that hopefully are not particularly offensive, but just are hilarious because they're relatable to experiences in our everyday lives. And also because you can be for the girls without being anti the boys.
Right.
Too. And that's, so that's not, it's not to say that all the men suck and all the men are the problem and all that, which, in, you know what, neither here nor there, but it's just a funny way to just make a side of the content that is really specific to you and your experiences and your page. And to John's point, it's like those trolls are going to come in and boost your algorithm. So like, welcome, good sirs, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But typically, I mean, most gym comedy, gym meme pages that I've come across are male-led pages. And that's not to say that that structures how they roll out their content, but I don't know many meme-specific pages, not necessarily that people don't make funny videos or use sound bites, but meme-specific pages that are female-led. So I'm gonna use that opportunity to talk about Camel Toe, and I feel like that's my business and no one else's. I'm gonna talk about boob sweat and being in the gym and dudes like coming up and saying weird stuff to you, because that's real life. It's what happens.
Those are the ones that always make me laugh, by the way, because she's always in your story. You'll be in tights and you'll have the cat emoji. The little kitty emoji, and it'll be like appropriately placed so you can't see anything. And I don't know why it always makes me laugh, but I always laugh when I see it every time. Like, it's just
it's real life.
That's real life. Myself. So if I take a picture and it just happens to be very aggressively camel toed, I'm just gonna lightly layer a small little sticker over it. Go about my life.
I think you got to do what you need to do to feel good. If that's a filter, so be it. If that's a cat emoji over your moose knuckle, so be it.
I did a whole photo shoot with a photographer one time. Bless his heart. Yes, that's a Southern saying.
Yep.
I got all of the photos back, and I was wearing these like orange Gymshark leggings. And it was just, I mean, she was just chatting away down there. There wasn't a single photo he sent me that wasn't just. So I use that opportunity to layer text over it. Things like, if John Wayne Gacy can be married, there's still a chance that you can get married. Or just something good with your stuff.
Yeah, I feel like a loser now.
Used it to make up some funny stuff. And just, I still posted the photos, but they just had like text over them.
Do you feel like your content is changing now that you're growing at, say, I mean, you're growing at a really rapid pace. Do you feel any different obligation than you did when you started? Or are you planning to get more aggressive? Like, any thoughts around it?
It's honestly, again, because I put myself in each video and I put a part of myself and I'm having to act out different things. I have to be in a good headspace. And I did not start this out at all with the idea that it was going to become what it has, that I just want to make people laugh. That's literally, I just want to make people laugh. When people talk to me about sponsorships and ambassadors and Don for that, and I'm just like, I just want to make my videos. But it's a lot of pressure, honestly. The bigger you get, the more pressure to make the next funny video. And then when one video doesn't, that you worked really hard on, gets half the views of one that took literally 30 seconds to film, you really start getting in your head about it. So I've had to create boundaries for myself where I don't force myself. I mean, when I first started gaining momentum, I was forcing myself to go into my CrossFit gym for hours to make content. And I was fucking miserable. I was like, I can't do this anymore. What do you want from me? And it was like, if I have it in me, I have it in me. And it's, I don't know. We'll see.
There's no rhyme or reason as to what people like, Allison. You can't like, I've talked about it before. John Mayer has a clip out there. If I find it, I'll send it to you. But he talks about this, like in songwriting, he'll write the most complex, like amazing song that's really creative and exciting for him, and it won't sell at all. And then he'll write a song that's got three chords and sell 10 million copies. There's no rhyme or reason as to what the general public likes, and just make for you and just enjoy it. And if they happen to like something, you kind of figure that out as it goes. I mean, there are always like some things you figure out, all right, this hits every time.
Well, you have to like look at the length of your videos. I tell people all the time, clients and other content creators I've engaged with, you need to have a hook on your video. You need to have, just have you standing there. Like, you have to have some sort of explanation to get them to stop scrolling. And don't be so niche specific, like it's like this pool of people. Like, we're not going to talk about a female over 50 in the 8:30 a.m. class trying to do double unders. Like, that's you're going to get 10 people.
Right.
So, trying to make content that is funny, something I enjoy, but also that the majority would enjoy too.
I think it's really interesting hearing you talk about almost it not being fun for you anymore when you have that kind of pressure on yourself, and when you feel the need to perform or to get very specific like KPIs on your content. Like, it's funny because you never know what people are going through, and obviously from the outside looking in, an account like yours, Allison or John, even an account like yours, it's like you guys seem like the happy-go-lucky people who are just always laughing, always having a good time, like always just throwing a funny quip out there real quick. And it's interesting to hear, oh, we're creative, but we have ADHD, or we burn out after comment wars are happening on our page, or it's just, you never really know what's going on behind the scenes, even with like really funny accounts that, I don't know, maybe we take for granted by consuming your content, both of you. It's, oh yeah, like, They maybe had to go through some shit to get this done. And
you have to go through trauma, and
yeah,
an ugly child also helps. John, are you an ugly child? I feel like.
No, I'm the only boy. I'm a middle child, and I was the only good child.
Well, being a middle child is a good child.
I hope my
trauma
mom
in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a middle child. So yes.
I hope my mom listens to this, and she's going to tell both my sisters I said I was the only good child. It's going to be great.
I feel like we're developing the formula for a satire CrossFit page.
Was I homeschooled? No.
Yeah, I went up to you. Yeah, I was raised in an extremely religious household, so we didn't celebrate holidays. We didn't do birthdays. We only associated with people within the same organization. So it's completely cut off, not cut off from the outside world, but I didn't do sports. I went to middle school, and then we got pulled out of school for high school. So you just learn to.
I lost her again. Should be back. Give it a second. That damn Southern internet, Nikki.
I was going to say, it's not like she's in Canada. What?
Well, she's on the Georgia-Alabama line. Maybe they're pouting since Alabama lost over the weekend. Could be
Oh,
it.
Georgia Bama.
Oh,
Got it. Oh,
she's
you
back.
back. She back.
Ram.
You're back. Yeah,
What? Ran or leave off? Because I just said some like heartfelt stuff, and I feel like
Oh,
I think
no.
great for my success, and you missed it.
I know. The internet forced us to miss
it. I gave you a link to my OnlyFans. I gave you so much information, and I guess
I'll put that in the show notes for everyone. We lost you right after you were talking about not celebrating birthdays and holidays. And
oh yeah, so you know, being raised super religious, and you were homeschooled, and you were the middle child, you learn to be funny. You learn to. And I was not a cute kid. I had somebody come up to me during my mom's, when she, my mom married my stepdad, and was like, "You're a homely little thing," and I thought it was a compliment. I was like, "Boom, yeah,
like thank you."
And then as an adult, I was like, wait, that's super mean. Why would somebody say that to a child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Have you found as you've been interact with so many people online, I'm sure your DMs are ridiculous too. Are you finding that any of your opinions are changing? Any of your like viewpoints as you meet more people? Or are you getting more grounded in what you believed before?
What do you mean specifically?
I don't know. Like, I feel like the more controversial topics I take on, the more debate that comes around it. And then you people usually go, when you have debate, healthy or otherwise, you usually go one or two ways. You either get firmly grounded in your beliefs, or you start to listen to other people and go, maybe I'm not right about everything. And you start to sway a little bit.
I'm a pretty stubborn person. I'm also a control freak, so I like to have things neatly in their boxes. I love routine. I love routine. Oh, it just gives me, you feel it in your jellies, and you can like check something off your list at a certain time. But I've found just talking with people and engaging with people, our minds work differently. So it's not really about who's right or wrong in certain topics. There's some topics that are like, no, sorry. But for the most part, we think differently. So to sit there and argue with someone for an opinion is just not worth my time. And I honestly don't really even engage in it. It's just like, cool, you believe what you want to believe. I'm very much of that nature, that it's okay to let people live their life and not agree with it and just be quiet.
I like that, except I don't know how to be quiet.
Right.
I can try everything else. I am trying to let people live their life. That's good. That's really good advice.
That is good advice.
Yeah, let people live their life. I've been thinking that more and more lately. I think I had moments early on in my kind of internet journey, whatever the hell you want to call it, of, all right, I'm going to defend those that can't defend themselves. And now I'm like, fuck that. Well, I know. I just mean, let people live their lives. Like, I don't need to tell somebody to change the way they think or what they do. Like,
and it's 90% of the time, you're just wasting your breath.
Yeah, they won't anyway.
It doesn't mean I won't speak up for what I believe in. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm not like, if there's something I firmly believe in, I'm going to speak up about it. Mm-hmm. But you know, I say plenty of offensive things, so it's hard for me to sit out and go, okay, well,
saying that, but like, I can't think of anything. I mean, that might just be my warped brain. I can't think of a single thing I've seen you post, like, where I was just like, oh, that was a little
recent. Well, I don't know if it's so much about posting as much
calling people in this CrossFit community, like, that are involved in stuff, which I think is hilarious, but.
Well, I mean,
that's kind of, what was that one you posted with Danny? And
oh yeah, recently people lost their.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people didn't like that one.
But I understood what you meant by that. So that might be where, because I think we know your sense of humor.
Well, that was Fluffy's joke, not mine, and I was just trying to improve upon his joke for whatever that's worth. People took this. So that was the one where it was Danny, who looked hot as hell, by the way. That's why I was mostly freaked out that people thought I was making fun of her, because she looked spectacular as always. Yeah. And I sent it to her before I posted it, for the record.
Well, you're not the person that would make fun of, would body shame anyone.
Never. Yeah. Oh my God.
I think
and Josh, who just looked goofy. So people took that. They're both wearing bikinis. If you haven't seen it, they're both wearing bikinis. Josh is wearing the same bikini as Danny. She looks hot. He looks like a goofball. That's his shtick, right? And so I posted it with that classic office meme with the two photos side by side, and it says, corporate says these are the same picture, or whatever the joke is.
Yeah.
And people thought, a lot of people took that as the commentary was, I was saying women are too muscular.
No.
That was such a stretch for me. I was like, how did anybody arrive there?
I mean, probably anyone that's been following you for a while, since I think everyone knows that, especially seeing how you take up for certain failings in the CrossFit world, like people and I would never ever see you making fun of a person.
Well, maybe, but if you take it back to what we were talking about for you earlier with men coming in about inappropriately touching women, I'm sure there are plenty of women in the space that have been compared to men's physiques and are very sensitive to it. And any joke that even gets close to the line makes them want to blow it up. So when men are coming into yours and doing it and blowing you up, I'm not saying that all of those men are jerks. I'm sure there are some in there that have been falsely accused, or people have just grilled them on it and they didn't feel they deserved it. And so now they're sensitive to it. And I'm sure in the joke I made, there were plenty of females that had the same experience. Get that. I didn't view that as an offensive joke for whatever that's worth, but I can certainly see where some did. That was certainly a moment where I'm like, not apologizing, not taking it down. Like it wasn't, there was no intent.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't get the punchline. Not all jokes are for you.
Right.
There's not. When I say offensive things, like Nikki and I cuss a lot on this show. Like I'm not going to censor who I am.
Right.
To capture the conservative Christian audience. You know, like I use them specifically because I've had emails. Like people message me and go, okay, you got to quit cussing. I want my kids to listen. I'm like, the show's not for
your kids. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, the show's not for your kids. Like, yeah. I appreciate that people want to listen. I really do. And I feel bad if people think, oh, Wooly's an egomaniac over this and won't make changes because I asked. But, you know, this show's a passion project. We don't really make money on it. It's just we do it because we love the community. We love hearing people's stories and talking about it. And you know what? I can't keep Nikki from cursing, so I'm not even going to try at this point.
We've tried. He has tried.
It's not even possible.
It just means you're passionate and you mean what you say.
I don't know. It's just who I am. Like I've not found issues in my life where I swear at inappropriate times and it ruins situations or makes people feel uncomfortable. Like if we have a guest on the show who I know feels particularly uncomfortable around cursing, then I'll reel it in. I don't curse on the broadcast. Imagine that. But this is our show and this is who we are. And the reason that we put this show together is to be ourselves and to infuse our personality into the things that we do. And so I never thought it was an issue. And so when one random person emails us being like, hey, I don't like this, you should change it. To me, what I hear is like a really unfair sense of entitlement. Yeah. That I don't appreciate. But for the record, I don't think that guy was being really particularly rude about it. He was just kind of like, I wish you wouldn't. And I'm like,
I've had others. I guess my point is I think I've learned you just can't please everyone. And like, there's something that I don't even find offensive that I know other people do.
Right.
Right. There are words I say, I'm sure my mom finds offensive. And so it's hard for me to sit there and go, well, you can't say that word.
Topic of moms.
Yeah. It's
the worst.
I don't know. There's just been this whole debate I mentioned earlier around what that post that Lauren made, what you can and can't say. And I'm like, it's her private page. Like, she wants to say whatever she wants to say or post, let her say it. Like, it's her world, because I'm saying things that I'm not using that word. Like, I personally don't like the word. I'm not going to use it. But I am going to say other words that people are going to find offensive. I curse a lot. I put them in memes a lot. Like, I make some jokes that really kind of tiptoe down the line of appropriateness. And some people like them, some don't. Like, it's just it's showbiz.
I think the balance of it is just trying to live an unbothered existence in that you have every right to speak your mind and post what you like and post what you think is funny. You have every right, but people also have every right to comment and be offended. They're offended. And it just keeps going. So really, it's just once you realize, like I said, just let people live their life. You can just completely live it. And that's my number one goal, is to be unbothered, to just be happy, laugh, make the kind of content, but I don't get caught up in all the other
crap. Have you ever done the unbothered journal?
No.
Oh God. It's what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. I'll find it and send it to you afterwards. When I first was postpartum, I had a lot of postpartum anxiety. I tried journaling, which I'm kind of shit at, but I found two workbooks that I really like that I keep in my nightstand that I was religious about for a few months after I had Hunter. And every so often, if I'm just like having a really stressful day, I'll pull them out. They have prompts because I can't just write. I'm not one of those like prolific writer people, but if I have a prompt that's, what did you do today? Or what would make tomorrow awesome? Or draw a line from this word to this word that you feel particularly connected to, then I can get a few ideas and emotions out and I feel a little bit less anxious. And one of the workbooks is all about being unbothered. That's like the whole point of it. I'm gonna send you the link.
Yeah, that's literally been my journey for the last 8 months, is just finding, and you find the more you become fulfilled and okay with who you are and your life, the less friends. And for instance, myself, I'm 36 years old. I'll be 37 next month. Scorpio, what? I don't actually like, you know.
A Scorpio would say that.
I know. Best friend says the same thing. But, you know, no kids. I don't have children. I live in a military town. So it's the pool of friends is already pretty small. But you become okay with having two or three really good close friends because your energy just goes out the window when you're around people that aren't fulfilled and aren't happy with their life, because then it's just a constant bitch fest of just everything. You're just like, so that's just like the last 8 months has been my journey in my real life and online, is to just be okay with who I am and be happy and just let other people sort their shit out.
That's a journey, man. That's really hard. And it changes on a daily, right? You could be at a really good clip and then all of a sudden something happens that bothers you or gets under your skin in one way, shape, or form. And you're kind of like one step forward, two steps back. But I take a lot of cues from John in that respect. And I think I'm in a really good place now where it's one thing to know that there's content for you and content not for you. And like, I'm going to say something that's offensive and then someone's going to say something else that's offensive and getting this. Like, I understand that fundamentally. I think it's another thing entirely when people like go after you specifically. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing that I'm finally in a place where I'm like, you know what? If I say something great, I'm sure someone's going to say something about it. If I say something terrible, I'm sure someone's going to say something about it. So there's really no point in getting worked up one way or another. You're like setting yourself up for failure. You kind of just have to let people do their thing and be like, anyway.
Well, they say the way you look, like when they can't find you on a psychological level. Like I had one video, I've had several videos go viral. And honestly, I don't like it. I don't like when videos go viral because that's when the real like scum of the earth surface. But there was this one video I did and my hair was like slicked back. And I have a very specific nose. Like I have a very like little tiny like pug nose. It runs in my family. It's genetic.
I also have a very specific nose. Yeah, so I feel you, girl. Like, oh my God. Remind me to go back to the topic of noses after this conversation. Keep going. Okay.
And so one guy popped on there and he was like, why does this shape look like Michael Jackson? And I was like, well, that's odd. But then other people kept saying, why does this shape look like Michael Jackson? And I kid you not, I will send you guys a photo. I Googled Michael Jackson with his hair slicked back and did a side-by-side. And it was like, we were twins. Very specific nose. But then you just learn to laugh. Like you learn to laugh. Like the one guy that commented the other day, why is your face not moving? Your eyebrows and nothing moves. And I'm just like,
I'm a pod person. Like, I'm not a real human being. When in actuality, it's Botox, fucker. Like, it's just, my face isn't mobile. But it's hard too as a female. Well, you know, I'm not going to say as a female. When you
it's
do
hard it, as anyone. Yeah.
You can't get caught up in how you look. Like, you cannot care. Because you'll tear yourself apart every time you get in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Every time. And so, all right. Noses.
Yeah, oh my God.
Nikki's nose. Nikki's nose. Let's go.
I got to tell you, I got to read you this message that I got. I could not make this shit up. Hold on. It's in my message requests on Instagram.
Oh,
those are always the best ones that are like, you know, three folders deep.
Oh no, where did it go? Do they delete themselves after a while?
They shouldn't. Just paraphrase it.
Okay.
Just give me the gist.
Okay, I couldn't make this shit up. That's why I wanted to read it out loud. It was a someone who messaged me from like a nose fan account. Like
I love
an account, an Instagram account made specifically for people who love noses.
Wiki like nose.
Varying shapes and sizes. It was I low-key wanted because she was like, and the message was very much, hello, you have a beautiful facial structure, and I would love very much to feature this picture and this nose on our page. And I wish I had it. It's straight. I must have deleted it. It's straight up not in my message request anymore because the page name was also hilarious. It was like noses from heaven or something. So
oh my God.
Funny. And I almost said yes. And I read it out loud to Matt and he was like, please don't respond to that person.
I get maybe a little less rhinoplasty next time. And I'm like, look, do you think if I paid somebody your nose job, it would look like this? No, I wouldn't look. I don't choose insert plug face to cart. That's not what I do.
Well, I usually get the opposite, which is, has anyone ever told you that you can get a nose job? Not can so we include rude. You in yes. noses from heaven because we love your nose. And I was like, low key, I was like, Matt, these people love my nose. Should I let them? And he was like, stop it. This is like foot porn, but for nose people, please delete this message.
If you need them to share that picture of your nose, do it. You only live.
I had to take Matt's advice because the last time I got conned into sending foot pics to someone, it was like, he was like, if you had just run this by me, I would have told you it was a bad idea.
That's another conversation.
It's the whole thing. The whole thing.
I think you should go on Nose Hub, Nikki. I think you should.
Nose Hub?
It'd be great. Yeah, it'd be great.
I don't remember what it's called. I really think it was Noses from Heaven, but now I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my gosh. No,
and I'm sad about
it. I had somebody message me and ask so they would pay me if I sent them a bag of poop. And I was like.
All right. First of all, I have an entire kitty litter box full. Give me the address.
How much are you willing to pay? Because it doesn't.
What did you ask?
No, this was back when I had like morals and.
Oh, I would shit in a bag if someone paid me enough money. Are you kidding me? That's what you want? Let's go. Are you kidding?
Before we get any deeper in this conversation, please DM Nikki directly. Do not send it to the Kettlebells and Cocktails Instagram page because I run that and I don't want to have to filter through it. Like,
so it's $1,000 a bag minimum. So if you don't have that kind of cold hard cash, do not even bother DMing me.
Just saying, like, make your paper. Do what you got to do. No judgment.
I'm dying to know if that person was serious.
Of course they were.
Messaging.
Of course they were, Nikki. It's the World Wide Web is bizarre. There's so much weirdness out there. Like you can't even wrap your mind around.
I know.
Everyone else's kinks.
I know. It's true. And I'm not here to kink shame anyone, whether it be bags of poop or noses from heaven. I'm really not. I just don't get, to be honest, I don't get a lot of it. My following is small and really genuine. So for the most part, I don't get a ton of the trolls and times that John has had to step in and defend my honor have been like, I can count the instances on one hand. And then when it comes to other people making content, I just don't pay attention. John has to text me being like, there's drama over here, you need to go see it, because he knows that I'm not seeing it. So
does it make either of you wonder,
text you when somebody's
going on my feed. Just let you.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Does any of this make you guys ever wonder that any of your past significant others only loved you for your nose? Maybe they had a nose kink and you didn't even know it.
I mean, I've
never thought about it.
Right?
Yes, marriages.
No.
Do you think maybe, there's like a shrine to my nose out there somewhere?
I hope so too. Let me get there. So I am personally very attracted to your nose. It's like, I think absolutely.
It may be straight from heaven.
Maybe.
It may be.
Allison has exes that are out there going, I used to date a member of the Jackson 5 and you don't even know him.
100%. 100% my last ex-husband talks shit about me. Guys, that's actually one of the benefits of growing a following and getting bigger is all the people that have blocked you, like the truly shitty people that have blocked you. People are showing them my videos.
The revenge videos.
Here's the best moment of my life. Now I have a good relationship with my ex-wife. And our daughters, obviously.
Yeah.
But her and her new husband went to Mexico for some, I don't know, just vacation. And they're down there and they're at a pool or somewhere drinking, hanging out, and they meet a couple of CrossFitters. And they start talking. And my ex goes, oh yeah, my ex-husband is into CrossFit. He kind of does some all she says is he kind of does some influencing in the CrossFit space. And the guy, without even blinking, goes, oh my God, is he Make What's Great Again?
Oh my God, just like shut that. Up.
No,
shut
I guess up. They had told him they're from Ohio and like people know him from Ohio.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
That's a true follower that they could take that little bit of information.
Right. It blew her mind though, like completely blew her mind. And I loved it so much. I'm like, that's the best.
I love that she described you as doing a little bit of influencing.
Well, first of all, I don't think I do any influencing. Like, I hate that term. I don't think you do.
I hate that term. It's the worst.
Here's what influencers do. Influencers go, hey, buy this barbell, buy this whatever. And I do some ads, but I don't put myself in there.
I think that's what you are influencing people. Influencers get paid. So even though it's a sucky word, you are.
Yeah, but I don't. All right. I'll buy that. I mean, I guess I could say that.
The classic first trap influencer with your ass hanging out.
Oh, I do that. I do that all the time.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should do that.
You know why I don't like that term for you guys is because it's not the main thing that you do. Yes, I think you should capitalize on your following and earn some cash because everybody's got to eat. Please do some influencing. But I know that the majority of your brain power and your effort goes into developing your content. And so it almost feels a little bit offensive being like you're an influencer and not a content creator first, because I know how much effort you put in. You know what I mean?
It's actually really funny. John was the first person. I had my very first, it was actually Anytime Fitness, Anytime Fitness, the corporate, reached out to me about an influencer program. They wanted to pay me to do videos and stuff. And at that point, I'd only been approached by like smaller companies. And to me, a company approaching me and saying, hey, we want you, I had one company, a pretty big one, say, okay, we want you to make us one video a week and one story slide a week that we can post on our page. You can't post on your page. And in exchange, we'll give you 15% off of our products.
What?
That's an absolute waste of my time. And I told them such. I was like, anyways, it's a whole other conversation. But Anytime Fitness was like the first real company that I had already had a relationship with, a history with. But I felt guilty. I was like, I don't, it feels weird taking money to make content. And I actually reached out to John and was like, I need advice. This feels really uncomfortable. And you gotta make a living. As long as you believe in what it's in supporting,
that
it's fine.
And we've always felt that way too. And we don't have a ton of sponsors or people who really prop up the show, but we're happy to take on podcast sponsors if and when we believe in the product and the brand and that they're good people and that they're on a good mission. And I even do the same thing at the agency. Like I said in the beginning of the show, like sometimes I'll put myself in the ads, but only when it's real.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to sit there and make up that I tried something or did something. Like if I feel well enough about the thing to put my face on it, then I'll also help the brand that I'm like legitimately working with on contract. I get a lot of questions about that with the CGM that I wore, because I'm in a bunch of ads wearing a CGM for a brand called NutriSense. And people are like, did you really do this? And I'm like, hell yeah, I wore that thing for months. All the data that's in the ads that I'm on is actually mine. I'm not going to lie about that kind of thing. But
there's a lot of companies that just don't understand how that side of social media works. They don't understand that when you approach somebody that has a following and you want them to promote your products, there are certain steps in place, because that sort of system is still relatively new for most people.
Yeah.
Because even though they have a company and they sell certain products or services or whatever, it doesn't mean that they're savvy to influencer programs or stuff like that. So it's interesting.
There's also no benchmark yet in that very, very gray area of influencer marketing. There is absolutely no best practice when it comes to someone with 50K followers typically averages X amount versus someone with 100 followers. I mean, and like I said, I have a girl full-time on my staff who does this. And we really pride ourselves on treating people with respect and giving them the money that they deserve for making content. But that's a hard sell. And oftentimes our budgets are small, so we're reaching out to micro influencers. But I cannot even tell you, sometimes there's someone with 100 followers who's, oh, I can't make that ad unless you pay me $2,000. And I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes there's people with 100,000 followers who's, I'll take $200 and a little bit of product because I really like you guys. And there's no benchmark. There's no best practice. But even trying to navigate those waters is such a new way of developing marketing content that it's hard to figure out who needs what. To me, it's always really important that people feel their value. And whenever you undervalue or undermine someone for do, like, that's when you're starting to enter some shitty territory where nobody feels good about that.
It's all tough. I don't know. People throw the influencer word around all the time to me. And I'm like, when I sell something, I use it.
Yeah,
like, exactly.
Or I really believe in it. Like I've grilled the owner about what they do and understand their product enough. Even if I'm like, I have a nutrition company I work with.
Right.
And I don't personally use their nutrition services, but I know.
But you're very honest about that.
Yeah. And I know a bunch of people who do use it. Like I personally know them, like I'm friends with them and I've seen their results and I know, and I've talked to them about their program and how it works and what they're charging and I feel good about it. Like somebody actually came, you'll love this, Allison. Somebody actually came in the comments. I posted a meme they didn't like, and their response was, go back to hawking nutrition companies or something. You know, go back to posting your nutrition companies. And I'm like, hey, look, it's paying for Megan's college. So, okay.
I mean, it's your page. You get to do what you want.
Well, it's just funny. So I don't know.
You can't please everyone.
An apparel company. And I've been approached by a couple different apparel companies, but this one was someone that I actually already bought from and purchased and loved. And it's been great. It's been an absolute fantastic relationship. And I'll definitely keep working with them. But it's tough.
What's the weirdest thing you've had to turn down so far? Have you turned down anything?
No, I've turned down plenty. Actually, there, and I know she says that modestly.
Yeah.
you just get I get a lot of supplement companies. I get a lot of supplement companies. And I tell them all the same thing. And it's my best kept secret. I don't use supplements.
Yeah,
I don't take like creatine and all these jacked up supplements, and I don't use protein powder. If I have to do a shake, I do one of those pre-made, like, I don't. And so unless I'm approached by a supplement company that has products I would actually use, it's just not worth my time. And most of them, it's the same deal. It's 15% off if you're
right.
That's not even a thing. The only people that are actually following through with that are people who want the clout. So people with 2,000-3,000 followers that want to be like, I'm the brand ambassador for blah, blah. But recently, I still may reach out to them. The company is called PP Pillow.
I love the name.
I'm here for this.
I'm loving to see where this goes.
It's a plush penis pillow.
Yes.
With a face. So it's got like this little happy face. And it's just it's plush. And they're like,
I'm going to have to Google it.
If we sent you this pillow, will you use it in your content? And I was like, I mean, not at this time. But I'm actually low-key regretting that because I feel like there's a lot. But then there and again, that's a penis that you are now putting in your.
Oh my God.
In your
but
video.
But it is so cute.
Right. But I feel like I can make it work because he has such a happy face. He's a very happy penis.
Oh my God. He's so cute. I love him.
Are you looking it up now?
Yeah. So I may reach back out to them and be like, all right, we'll give this a shot.
Wow. Well, you just gave him a free plug on our show, so that's great.
I know.
Good. We should put them in the show notes.
I know.
On those lines, I had a sex company reach out, a sex toy company reach out and try to get me down. I'm like, what part of my meme page do you think just screams butt plugs? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had several toe companies like reach out to me and be like, hey, we want to send you this contraption that you put down your pants and it makes everything smooth. And I'm like, no. I just like to talk about it a lot.
I had a company once reach out and ask for a partnership, and they make like a Kegel device, and you put it up your vagine, and it's a game, and it attaches Bluetooth to an app on your phone, and I imagine it's kind of like Angry Birds. And like when you squeeze the character comes up or pulls back or something, like you gotta use the fish game on the rower.
Yeah. Right.
That it's vibe where like you squeeze
the game. I'd be like the one be like, hey, put this in, let's see how many rounds I can win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that was one that I never responded to. Yeah. I did. I know.
Right. You have to reach out to them, and I'm going to reach out to the pillow people, and we're going to combine something special.
Also, one time, actually more than one time, because when you don't respond, they just come right back into your inbox.
Yeah.
Straight up got solicited by OnlyFans.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you this, John?
Yeah, you told me one.
They were like, am I? I'm not convinced.
Yeah, you told me this one.
But they were like, hey, did you know that OnlyFans is like a really great platform for athletes trying to share their content and gain followers for all of your athletics? And I was like, they were serious. I think they were, I don't know what was going on with their marketing campaigns at the time where they were like, we need to just not be a porn company. We need to figure out a way to get other legs in here. And I was like, no, I'm good.
But I feel like there's just too much behind the name itself. I know plenty of people that have an OnlyFans. It doesn't bother me. Man, it's
me either.
But it's more about if I had an OnlyFans. And I've had people ask me about like thirst trap pages, right? Everybody knows what a thirst trap page is.
Yep.
And I could never, because I'm not serious enough. Like, I would do an OnlyFans, but I would walk out in, like, a Grinch costume that's wearing, like, lingerie. And I'd be like, oh, ew. Like, I couldn't, like, just.
Yeah, me either. It's not me. It's not for me. But no shame to anyone else. But I was just like, this is a very strange way to try to get me to make an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not telling you what to do, Allison, but I'm just saying if you created one. Sexy Michael Jackson. That's all I'm telling you to go with. I think that's the way to go if you're going to do it.
People ask me to dress up with him for Halloween, and I'm contemplating it. I'm going to send you the photo, and when you see it, you're going to be like, hey, it's crazy.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's so
we
wild.
Covered a lot of topics tonight, my friends.
We did.
We span the gamut.
We covered quite a few. I appreciate it. It's been fun, Allison. I'm glad you joined us. Yeah. We learned a lot tonight. I want to do more of these. I want to have just like we get a lot of athletes on, and that's fun. It's super fun. I mean, I'm appreciative of anyone that comes on. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love talking to anybody, but I do love just like shooting the shit. That's the most fun for me for some reason.
Yeah.
It's a lot less stress too. Although Nikki's the real pro. She asks all the real questions. I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Questions. Although I feel like Nikki had a little bit of fun tonight, just sort of letting loose about her freaky side of the interwebs.
I'm out here Googling pee-pee plushies and they're fucking adorable.
I love them. The rest of as soon as we're done, I'd be like, all right, I'm reconsidering.
I kind of want to sell them now, if I'm being honest. It's,
free Christmas presents? Like, stop.
They make slippers. You can stick your foot right in them. They come in different colors. Just saying.
We all know what we need to do after this. Are you guys going to the Rogue Invitational?
I am not.
It's on my list for now, no.
No, you haven't found anyone that can go with you? I know you...
Yeah, so I have a couple. It's not, and that's the thing is, like, it's not, there's a ton of people that want to go. It's just cost-wise.
Have you been to any events since your page blew up?
No, and that's why everybody gave me shit for not being at the games. Everybody. And even Barbell Voodoo was like, hey, you can come tag along with us. But I ended up having a work obligation I could not get out of. That's kind of why I want to go, because obviously it's cool, but I want to sort of meet a lot of the people that I engage with and talk with and have a good time.
So here's my warning.
It's not in the cards for a good bit of people.
So here's my best advice for you, for because Rogue is like kind of a small, tight environment, and it's great. It's one of the best events out there. They do a really nice job. If you've never been to one of these things, you're going to take a lot of pictures with people. You're going to see a lot of people that know you, and it's going to be freaking exhausting for you having ADHD. By the end of the day, you're going to be fried. So you need to carve out time, like put on your calendar some alone time, or you are going to hate your weekend.
Well, just that's where I was trying to find a group of girls to go with to take some of the pressure. So I would never go by myself. I have too much social anxiety, because this was enough to shake me out of my comfort zone. I've been asked to be on podcasts, and I'm like, nope. I've been asked to go live on Instagram, and I'm like, nope. Because in real life, I'm just genuinely super awkward, and I just know I'm going to say the wrong thing. But with other people, that can sort of like power up with each other. When I went to Dragon Con, if you are a nerd, you know what that is.
Yes. Yeah, I think my kid was there, actually.
And it was in Atlanta, and it's like everybody who's anybody shows up, and it's all. And I was there 8 hours and crashed. And when I tell you crashed, I physically lost control of my brain. Like, I could not function. Like, I had to just leave because it was so
hard.
So, yes, I have a system, a routine and plan when I travel to make sure that I have a safe space that I can go and just literally just take a 15-minute nap. I just close my eyes and just...
It wears me out every time I go to an event. I am incredibly appreciative of anyone I meet. That wants to meet me. Like, to this day, I can never wrap my brain around someone like wanting to. I make the joke all the time that 10 years from now, someone's going to look at their phone and be like, who is this old MF-er that I'm taking a photo with? Like, what? I'm with this old bald white guy. So I'm so appreciative, but it burns me out after enough. It's like the end of the day, I need the same thing. I need like a power nap or some quiet time to regenerate, and then I'm good.
I watch a lot of ASMR videos. Like, it's I'm very specific about the type of ASMR I watch. I don't know if you guys have ever seen or know what that is, but
I like the soap ones.
Yeah,
soap cutting,
really cool. But I like I've recently started watching YouTube videos bushwhacking camping in the rain, and it's like single campers are setting up their campsite in the rain, and that's all you hear. There's no background music, there's no talking, and it
I can't explain it. It's like the most calming thing I've ever seen. So I like do stuff like that throughout the day too to kind of help. I'm done. Like I'm out. Don't talk to me. I'll probably say something that's going to make you cry, not on purpose, but just.
Well, I can't relate.
It's so bad. It's
that's
so
why that's why you're a good co-host for me, Nikki. That's exactly that's why we get along so well, because we're polar opposites.
Yeah. And I like thrive in those environments. I'm like, the more people, the better, the more folks I can chat with, the more like it really, I think it energizes me more than drains me. So that is really interesting. I do think that's what makes such a good pair.
Yeah. We're absolutely complete opposites in that regard. And I love that. That's one of the things I love about you. I need people in my life that are that way. And I need someone in my life that will yell at the waiter when the food's wrong. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's like, me.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit there and eat my shitty food. That's the way it's going to be.
No, excuse me. He can't eat this. This isn't what he ordered.
Yeah, exactly.
Got you. I got you.
That's the way it works. Well, Allison, thank you for joining. Super fun.
It was so fun.
But we never even mentioned your page name. So before we go, where can everyone find you?
So Instagram and TikTok, it's Ali, A-L-L-I _ lifting _ 86. Or Ali loves lifting. I don't even know my own name. Look, it's so late. It's Ali _loves_ lifting 86 on both platforms.
Perfect. I'll put it in the show notes so people can easily find you and have fun at Rogue. You're going to love it. I want to hear all about it when you get back.
Absolutely. Will do.
Lots of photos. Nikki, hope your kid is better.
Yeah, me too.
From heaven.
Tomorrow is a new day.
He'll be fine. He'll wake up. He'll be like a different kid. Guaranteed.
I know.
Guaranteed. All right. Well, for everyone listening, we appreciate you guys joining us tonight, and we will chat with you guys soon.